World markets don't seem to think much of the plan that international leaders came up with this past weekend to rescue the global economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down right now 70 points at this hour. European stock markets fell today. The Asian markets are pretty steady, though. The consensus seems to be that the Group of 20 failed to chart an effective way forward. Harvard economist Kenneth Rogoff faults the G20 meeting on other grounds. He says the leaders did not acknowledge the importance of the political process in creating the economic crisis.
President Bush, Gordon Brown of the United Kingdom, they were been leaders for a long time, and governments regulate the rating agencies. Governments take many actions which affect markets, and they didn't quite explain that. And I don't think it's a small issue, because if we want to fix this, we also have to fix the political system where the financial service sector lobbies have undue influence. We need to give the regulators much more independence than they have now.
So what would you have wanted to hear? I mean, what was missing that you would have been more satisfied with?
It's not so much that things they said were wrong as not acknowledging the importance of the political process. And they didn't have to say a lot, but just as former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said, you know, listen, I was wrong in my analysis of markets, and implying I was wrong to be so lax in regulation. I think it would have really cleared the air for them to start out with a statement like that. And I think the statement should have had something along the lines of the political system is also to blame, and we need to have study of how the regulatory response and how oversight of the financial system can be made more independent and more professional.
But that sounds broad enough and like enough cover that a lot of people can hide under it. I mean, you didn't want something more specific?
Well, you know, what do you want?
I mean, I want you to tell me who should have stood up and said something. And it doesn't have to be that they would take all individual blame.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of hands in this. You can't make the mess like they have without everyone. So they blame a lot of people. They blame the rating agencies. They blame the investors.
But this is part of the problem, right? I mean, that it's
all
kind of interlocked.
It's all interlocked, but part of the problem is the political process, and they don't blame that. And at the end of the day, you can put any official legal system in place, and if it's undermined by the political process, it's not going to work. So it would have been helpful to have an acknowledgement of the blame of the political process.
You know, there was a worry that it would be finger-pointing at the G20 meeting. You know, this is your fault. As if you hadn't done this, you hadn't done that. Sounds like, in a way, you wish that there was a little bit more finger-pointing.
Well, look, everyone realizes that the United States is ground zero. And here, the past 15 years, not just the past 8 years, the United States has been going around lording it over everyone, saying we have the superior financial system, we have our mighty investment banks, you should all try to emulate us. And of course, it was really the United States above all that caused this problem. And certainly, this meeting could have devolved into people blaming the United States. And I think it was good that they didn't, because we have a real problem here, and you need the United States as part of the solution, even though it's the center of the problem.
And for perspective, does Europe run a close second in culpability or a distant second?
Britain's up there with the United States in financial creativity. I think continental Europe has lots of problems, but the United States really invented this one. It's really the complexity of these financial services that were created that are just so hard to untangle. I mean, the fact that this is going on for so long, the fact that it's still pretty open-ended, that really lies with all this innovation that went on with in the United States and Britain with lack of supervision. And there's really more blame there than anywhere else.
Harvard professor Kenneth Rogoff was chief economist at the International Monetary Fund from 2001 to 2003. He's currently at work on a book about the history of international finance crises. It's called This Time is Different. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you very much.